All right, injury wise, Paris Lennon looks like he's got a hip pointer. I don't believe he went back in the game. Dave Aboer hyperextended his knee, and then I think there's a little bit with the ankle there too. And Jacob Bell at the end had a hamstring. I don't know the severity of that. And Leonard Little throughout the course of the game had a bum knee, but he'll probably shake that off. But other than that, I'm sure there's some other guys in there with nicks and bumps and bruises, but that's all I got for you right now. Obviously very disappointed. Felt like we went a little bit backwards today. Certainly the penalties hurt us, and that's a good football team. When you play good football teams and you do things to hurt yourself or shoot yourself in the foot, it's hard to win games. With that, I'll open it up.
Coach, what did you decide to go with Keith?
Well, when we got over here, all along we were hopeful that the Kyle would be able to do it. He just couldn't, just didn't feel like he could push off on the thing and throw. And he and we just felt like, he wasn't going to help us. He'd be hurting the team. And he's a competitor. He wanted to go. But by that, I mean, in his mind, he wanted to go. But he knew his leg wasn't right.
All along, in your own way, you've been pretty adamant that you didn't want to have to play Keith unless you absolutely had to.
Well,
What I feel about, I mean, he was gutty and gamey, but, five interceptions didn't hurt his confidence.
Well, I hope not. I mean, that's the thing you worry about when you put a young guy in a tough situation, and but Keith's a pretty solid guy, and he's been the kind of guy, or at least learned it since we've been with him, that he's got some resolve. So I'm gonna hope that the answer to your question is he will be able to shake it off, but we'll see.
Did you have to pare down what you called today because of
Not
that?
really. If you remember during the week, I mean, Kyle, half and Keith half, and Dick's working with those guys all week long, and I would say no. Kind of went with the offense, what we had.
Were you actually able to add some things like the poor wide receiver set because of Keith, or was that just part of the offense?
No, that was part of it. Yeah, that wasn't anything additional. We pretty much went with the game plan.
So what do you do with Richie now? You benched him after the second.
Oh, I'm not sure, Jim. That's more about the team right now.
Why did you not play him after the second?
Well, that's just something I've done. I'd rather talk more about the team. I mean, I like Richie. I do. I'm just trying to help.
Coach, can you talk about playing against Chris Johnson? You guys sort of had the ups and downs against him today. What's it like to face him?
As I stand here today, not a lot of fun. It's a talented back and a talented football team, and I'd credit their offensive line too. I mean, he is very skilled, and you put the combination of a good offensive line together, smart, physical, and a talented back, it's tough to defend.
Coach, you managed to find positives and remain relatively upbeat after what's been a tough year. You seem really down today.
Well, I just, it's hard. It's hard. But I'll bounce back. I don't ever worry about that question. I know the guys in the locker room will do the same. I'll go down some positive way here, Bernie. We had the fake punt, which I thought was executed beautifully. And in the special teams, I thought all day long did a nice job. We got a turnover on special teams, so those guys are doing a good job. There were spurts of defense playing well. I mean, the defense was put in tough situations, held them to some field goals, and they're still fighting in there. We didn't generate a lot on offense. We all know that. But even at the end there, they're still fighting. So I don't lose sight of that.
Coach, following up on that, is this the most disappointed you've been since you've been down here? No.
I mean, when I say that, you're going to think I was disappointed another time. No, they're all the same to me. I mean, what are we, 15 minutes away from losing a football game? They all hurt. And they hurt the players. It hurts me. We want to win. We're still in there battling. That's what we're going to do for the next 3 weeks. And when you don't win, you're hurt for a little while. And then you dust it off and you move on to the next game. That's what we'll do.
Coach, they're up by 33 points. Just a few minutes left. They go for it on fourth and something at the three. Do you have a problem with that?
Well, I'm not going to pass judgment on anybody. I mean, everybody plays the game a little bit differently, and that's what, if they go for it on fourth down, we'll find a way to stop them. That's the bottom. That's how I look at it. It's a fourth down play. We got to stop.
Do you have any idea who will start quarterback next week?
Not really. I mean, we'll see what Kyle is, and certainly watch the tape of Keith. I mean, I think he had some flashes in there where he threw the ball pretty good. I mean, come out in first play of the game, and, going in there for the first time, got that ball right to Danny, which was impressive.
What do you tell the team after a loss like this?
Well, we were disappointed. I didn't say a lot. These guys are pros. They know. They feel it. It's tough going through a hard thing right now. And really, we get, we try to handle it professionally. That's what I did say, because we are pros. And then let's get home, and when we visit tomorrow, try to iron out some things.
Can you take us through a quick timeline about what happened before the game? How long was it before kickoff when Noel found out that he was going to start?
Well, we went out for the – we said Kyle was willing to go out, and he threw it around a little bit, and I said, well, let's go out and do the pregame. And, right after the pregame, it was evident he wasn't going to – even during the pregame, it was evident he didn't think he was going to be able to do it. So shortly after that, Keith – and we told Keith to be ready, because all along, even last night, Kyle was still feeling a little bit gimpy. But we were hopeful.
From a composer standpoint, defenses can do things to just confuse a rookie. But just in terms of mentally how he handled it, did he seem like he was pretty calm with you?
I didn't see Bernie any evidence that he was panicking at all. I really didn't. I mean, he has that kind of nature, where you look at him and say, good, bad, or indifferent. He's kind of the same, which I think is a good quality in a quarterback. I didn't see all the interaction or his reactions to certain things, but he was still battling there in the end. I mean, he didn't stick his head in the sand, and he had a rough day. We all know that, but I think he does have some resolve, and he's got a steadiness about him, which is good.
Go ahead,
okay, thanks.